For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. In the summer of 2012, WKU swimmer Claire Donahue put herself and this area on the map by winning a gold medal at the London Olympics. A highlight of anyone's life, but Claire isn't finished yet. She's training to compete in the 2016 Olympics in Rio. We caught up with Claire and her coach Bruce Marchionda just after they got back from the World Games last month in Qatar.
Well, it was pretty cool when I got asked to go because, you know, the best part about being on the national team, U.S. national team, is that you get to travel a lot. And so this particular meet was in Doha, Qatar, which is pretty far away from here, very different. And one of my favorite things is, you know, seeing the different cultures and stuff. And so that was really exciting to me just to be able to get asked to go to this meet and then going and being able to compete in so many events.
How big a team was it that went over there?
Actually, this one was a lot smaller than most, mainly because it's kind of mid-year. But the team was a lot closer, I think, because it was a little bit smaller. Typically, they take about 25, I think, is about the max for girls and 25 for guys. And there were a lot less this year.
Oh, okay. And which men you had a more competitive schedule over there. You swam in a lot more races than you did during the London Olympics.
Yeah, usually I'm used to doing, at the Olympics, I did the 100 fly and then the 400 medley relay where I do 100 fly as well. And this time I was doing the 100, the 50 fly, and then I ended up being on two relays, and one of which got silver in an American record. So I'd say that's pretty good. I was very excited about that. Kind of a surprise. We didn't even know when we said it. And then we were going back and people are telling us, we're like, oh, my gosh. It was pretty cool.
That's great. And Coach, you were over there with her.
Oh, yeah. It was a great trip for us. And obviously it's an honor any time that you could represent the United States in any international competition. And, you put those stars and stripes on and becomes a lot bigger than anything else that you've done before. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And, it was fun to watch Claire in that 200 medley relay that broke the American record, and they actually broke the world record in that event as well. Unfortunately, got outtouched by Denmark or the Netherlands, I guess. The Netherlands on that, who were just a little bit faster.
You know, with this, the competition itself, you know, the very tip of the iceberg. What can you do over there as a coach to help them?
Well, at that particular point, it's, just really facilitating things, making sure they're getting what they need in their warm-up and their preparation pre-race, post-race, the logistics in between prelims, finals, and really kind of just being more of a manager at that point. You know, it's not a lot about coaching at that point. You don't want to make some major changes to anybody at that particular point. So it's a matter of getting them comfortable, getting them used to their surroundings, getting them warmed up and ready to race.
Getting as much non-swimming stuff off of their schedule as possible.
Exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
So Claire, besides, what is your life like now between the Olympics?
It's definitely different. My favorite thing is to kind of look back. Like sometimes I'm thinking, I'm like, before the Olympics and to now, it's so different. I mean, my schedule's different. Most times I'm doing clinics at least once a month in different states and doing some local stuff with different schools and different groups. And pretty much, if whatever people need, I'll come and kind of help out. And
But are you still working out like a mad woman?
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, training is relatively the same. You know, I'm always training hard and I'm always doing things. And like as far as weights, I'm kind of doing not similar stuff, but the same schedule. But the thing is, you have to change to yourself. So a lot of my race preparation might change. So we have to change things in the weight room. And that's what Bruce and my weight coach, John Stefanski, are really good about is changing to what my needs are. If I'm really, really exhausted and need a little bit of a break, they'll give me, not a day off, but they'll give me a lighter workout. And so that's really nice, I think, in the last few years, just really kind of stepping it up and really trying to find what can we do to get faster. You know, we've set goals for 2016, making the Olympic team, trying to move up some spots and maybe get an individual gold medal or an individual medal. And so that's really not just, you know, of course I have to work hard, but, you know, Bruce is working hard and the coaches are working really hard to make that happen for me. So making those changes and trying to find, you know, anything we can get to for improvement.
Yeah, Bruce, as long as you've worked with Claire, you come to know her as a person and as an athlete. You kind of know when to push her and when to maybe step back a little bit in her training.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the efficiency of one's training is so important. You want to push them up to the edge, but not overtrain, overfatigue. You know, Claire's had a couple setbacks here in the last year and a half with health issues, and so that's a big concern as far as, you know, be able to push as hard as you can but not overly push. She's a very easy athlete to read, so we can make those adjustments. You know, she's, like I said, got over those hurdles, health issues, and still has done very well, making national teams, making you know, right now she's the second fastest flyer in the United States. You know, when obviously our goal is to be the top flyer in the United States. And, you know, she was, time-wise, she was 57.4, 57.5 at the Olympics. And really looking at the world scene, we're going to need to go 56.8, 56.7, you know, which doesn't sound like a lot of time. It's 0.7 of a second. So, you know, okay, year and a half here, we can go that. We can do that. But that's what it's going to take to get that individual medal at the 2016 Olympics.
And yeah, so no rest for the weary. What is the how is the schedule broken down now leading up to the Olympics and the trials?
Yeah, well, Bruce and I actually are going to have to, because we're kind of regrouping. I'm taking a week off right now and kind of get back in the pool next week and really hit it hard. But he actually just informed me that this is my last week off until after the Olympics. So that was a bit of a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, oh, by the way, we're going to be a year and a half out. Yeah. And this is your last break for
7 days
and a half.
A week for a year and a half. Yeah. That's terrific. Well, best of luck. We'll keep in touch with you. Congratulations on a great showing.
Thank
at the
Worlds.
And we'll
Thanks.
Talk to you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.